Hey, happy Friday. Guess what today is? Day two. Not that exciting, but you know what's crazy though? It's crazy to think that tomorrow I'm already halfway there. You know? It's kind of exciting. Maybe I'll be able to make it after all. I've never done this, so. Anyway, welcome to day two of my edge. Yeah, fun, exciting. My energy is pretty low today. I'm tired. Even though it's only been like a 2-day week, work week, I'm fucking tired. There's a lot packed into those 2 days. And some last minute drama today at work, so my brain is tired. Not like drama, like personal drama, but like just shit happening and fires you gotta put out and all this bullshit. But anyway, it's time to get rid of all of that bullshit in my head, right? Relax. And maybe I'll fuck some out. Who knows? Fuck my thoughts out. Because I do have my glass toy in my hand. I'm just like waving around like a fucking wand as I talk. Because I always need to like fiddle at something, usually why I'm already usually touching myself, but maybe I should do that. So I have my glass wand in my hand, and yeah, that's what I'm going to use today, I think. I like it because I can rub my clit with it, but it also feels really good inside. And I don't know if any of you remember, but when I did my like G-spot squirting attempt or whatever, this is the toy I bought for it, and I actually really enjoy it, so I like it. And maybe this weekend I'll ride my dildo. That will be fun, I think, but that will be actually hard not to come, so maybe I'll do that like Sunday or Monday. Maybe. That might push me over the edge. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm just like kind of rubbing the tip of the glass, toy just like against my clit and kind of between my lips. It feels really good. It's really cold because it's glass, so it kind of provides a nice sensation before it warms up. Swirling it around, getting it nice and wet as I get aroused. I hope you had a great Friday and a great start to your new year. I'm just like rubbing it on my clit. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? I really don't believe in New Year's resolutions. Like, I do. I'm all for self-growth and like people bettering themselves and yada yada yada, but like, why not start a resolution on a random ass Tuesday? Why not start a resolution like midway through the year? Why you gotta wait till January 1st to better your life? You know? Anyway, I'm not gonna get preachy on here, but especially the people that like to do the weight loss stuff. Like, the gym, the fucking parking lot has been packed. And it's just like, really, people? I mean, hey, if that works for you, go right ahead. But why wait until... Just do it. Like Nike, just do it. Just start. But it is good to have, like, goals and stuff for your year. Goals and all that kind of thing. But these ultimatums people give themselves, and then they get depressed when they can't fulfill them, and it's just like, yeah, because you're setting yourself up for failure. You gotta put a plan in place. You can't just like say what you want to do and then never put a plan in place and go through with it. But anyway, I'm gonna stop because I feel like I'm gonna come off really preachy and just annoying, mouthy. Mm. I mean, I kind of am. I don't know if you can hear all that sloshing around. It's not a flattering word to use. Oh, fuck. Oh. That's just rubbing from the opening up to my clit and back down. Just kind of teasing myself. I haven't pushed it in yet or anything. I'm just kind of like pressing it just gently against my pussy and like letting my body kind of open up and accept the toy instead of just shoving it in. Back from shopping with my friend. She's like, let's go to the mall after work. I'm like, sure. I actually don't mind. I got a couple of things while I was out, so. But I had this on my mind the whole time. I'm like, what am I gonna do when I go home and edge? And at least tomorrow and Sunday's the weekend, so I can edge anytime that day. I don't have to wait. Because I can't really edge at work. I mean, I can, but I can't. Like, I can tease myself and stuff, but I can't record anything. Like, it's at work, so really during the week is... My evenings are my only option. Unless I work from home. Monday I work from home, so... That's why I might use Sunday or Monday for my dildo. I don't know. Mm. Oh, fuck, it feels good. I'm kind of like craving it inside now. I still haven't pushed it in. My body's like, okay, I want it. Like, give it to me. You've been teasing me enough, bitch. I'm fucking myself with it. I kind of gotta like keep my mind focused that I can't come so I don't forget. Is that a thing? Can I forget? Feels good. Oh, I just want to get fucked. Just like this. Oh, fuck, it feels good. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I have goosebumps everywhere. I've got goosebumps all over my legs and my arms. Oh, shit. Mm. I know a cock would feel a lot better than this toy. I wish you could see how wet I have it. Just from fucking that little bit. And it's funny because when I use this toy, I'm fucking myself with it. Fun fact, I can't come from vaginal penetration alone, typically. I mean, other than that, like, audio where I feel like I blacked out or something. I don't know. I feel like that might have been a penetrative-only orgasm. But typically, I need a bit of clit stim to come. Typically. So what's funny is when I use this glass toy and I just, like, fuck myself with it, like, it can, like, feel absolutely amazing and bring me close, but I kind of know that I'm not going to slip up and come if I don't touch my clit. Now, if I was touching my clit, oh, that would be dangerous. That would be dangerous. It's dangerous enough when I take the toy out and just rub it on my clit in between fucking myself. That's bad enough. It's so funny how it's not like wet and squishy when I fuck myself. Only when I rub my clit. Such a tease. Must have like strong forearms. Just fucking myself with this thing a little bit and my arm's kind of tired. I don't know how you guys jerk off, but I guess you get used to it, right? Your muscles will get used to jerking off. I don't know. My brain's just searching of things to talk about. One thing I find very hard to do is stay present. My brain is like on speed 24/7. So if I have a partner that can just like keep me grounded and keep me present in sex and not like start thinking about random shit and that's so fucking magical. I think it'd be different if I had a person here, honestly. Because I'm by myself, so I don't have anybody to focus on. But when I'm with somebody, I have, like, them to focus on. So my brain's a little more quiet. But that's usually when I'm more, like, dominant, because I can focus on them. But when I'm, like, in a submissive mind state, it's hard for me to calm down and be present and just be. I don't know why. I just can't shut my brain off. It's just easy to be in control. Ouch. The the toy kind of slipped out and felt weird. I have a very... I can't say I have a tight pussy because I don't have a dick, so I've never felt myself, but she's very petite, and things can easily hurt if I don't pay attention. It's just very tight at the opening, I don't know. And if someone's not, like, rock hard inside me, like, my pussy will just, like, push you out if you're not hard enough. I think that's why I'm not a big, big fan of big dicks. That might be a surprise to some of you. I've never actually said that, but I'm not a size queen, that's for sure. I don't mind big dicks, but, I mean, I have to fit it inside of me, right? So, if I don't have to do more damage, then I have to. I'm a cock lover. I love all dicks. I'm literally obsessed with dick. I love it. I can feel my starts, words. I can feel myself start getting like a little too aroused. It's only day two. Okay. Oh, but I feel so good. Oh, but I feel so good. It's hard to stop. My nipples are so hard. they're tingling. I can just feel them. They're begging for stimulation. And some attention. Fully naked, by the way, on my bed. I probably should have said that at the beginning, but. Okay. I think I'm gonna stop torturing my pussy for now. And this was day two of edging, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.